This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with TV veteran Debbie Metinopoulos, who's a new mom and the new co-host of The Insider. But first, Dale Earnhardt Jr. wins a rain-delayed Daytona race as Austin Dillon crashes into a fence. Dale Jr. won the rain-delayed Sprint Cup Series race at Daytona, which ended at 2:41 in the morning. Well, here's some fun-filled facts for you in case you're doubting the selfie craze is real. People post more than 1 million selfies each and every day. 91% of teens have posted a selfie of themselves online. 35% of 18 to 24-year-olds admit to altering their photos. Selfies now make up 30% of all photos by 18 to 24-year-olds. 58% of plastic surgeons report an increase for procedures for patients under 30. A man who mocked alligators then jumped in the water despite warning signs is dead after being attacked by an alligator in Texas. The 28-year-old man and a woman he was with went swimming at 2:30 in the morning when they spotted an 11-foot alligator. The woman got out of the water, but he didn't. His body was found 2 hours later and had puncture wounds to the upper chest and left arms. Authorities say the man ignored verbal warnings and a posted "No Swimming Alligators" sign. He removed his shirt, removed his billfold. Someone shouted a warning, and he said, "Screw the alligators," and jumped into the water and almost immediately yelled for help. One woman said the next thing she heard was the other woman screaming, "An alligator got him." She saw his body floating face down, and then he was dragged back under again. And then he just disappeared altogether until his body was found by rescuers. A young man in Maine is dead after he put a fireworks mortar on his head and set it off. 22-year-old Devin Staples died instantly, and he had been drinking with friends at a home before the incident. A new report claims Tom Cruise may be leaving Scientology. Tabloid sources say that Tom is considering leaving the church after a tearful call with Suri, his daughter. A source says she was going on and on about her ballet class and how much he loves it. That's when Tom realized he's never seen her perform ballet, and he started to tear up. The problem is that Suri and Katie Holmes aren't in Scientology. The source said the church doesn't want him close to them. If they label Suri a suppressive person, a Scientology term for an enemy of the church, that would make it hard for Tom to have a relationship with his daughter. He's finally making a choice to put his daughter first, according to these reports. She's a veteran of several TV shows, including The View, and now Debbie Metinopoulos is a new mom and the new co-host of The Insider.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Ooh, you have your sexy voice on.
I have my sexy voice on. That's my baby voice. I just woke up the baby.
That's just your voice.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. Oh, can you hit your mom in the face instead?
Oh, that's so funny. Now, little Alexandra is what, almost a year old?
Well, she's 8 months now.
8 months, yes. Is she like the best thing that ever happened?
Oh, in the world.
Yeah,
the best thing that ever happened in the world. I mean, I honestly didn't realize a person could love so much. A baby. She's like, "Oh, yeah."
Now, is she going to be coming on the set of your new job here?
For sure.
Yeah, she'll be hanging out with
him? Yeah, for sure. I've had her on Home and Family already. I'm on a show on Hallmark Channel called Home and Family, and we have her on all the time. She's so cute.
Well, she's a little drawing card, right?
Exactly. Okay, hold on a minute. I'm going to put her down now. Here you go, little munchkin. Let Mommy go do her work. Okay, I'm back.
All right. So you're a busy lady. So you have a baby and you decide, well, that's not enough. Let me get two other jobs.
Yes, exactly. Pretty much where I am right now. I mean, I didn't plan it this way, but it just, you know, what's that saying? We plan and God laughs.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Bye, guys. Hang on. I got to hop in the car. Bye. I love you. Bye. Okay. I'm exactly what you said. I'm driving to my other job right now. Oh, my coffee. Stand by. Thank you. Bye, guys. So, today is my first day at The Insider, and you're my first phone call as I drive here.
Well, I'm honored, and I hope that everything goes safely as you drive and talk at the same time.
Well, that's okay. I can put you on the Bluetooth.
Okay.
It's illegal to drive on the phone here.
Absolutely. Most places,
I've gotten a few tickets.
Uh-oh. Well, don't tell
that to
the
baby. And every time they pull me over, I always say, but I'm talking to work. It doesn't work.
that doesn't cut.
The cops don't seem to care.
All right, so your first day on the Insider. What do you... Well, first of all, you've been in this business a while now. Do you actually get excited or nervous first day?
I don't think I get nervous. I get, like, first day excitement, where... Do you remember in elementary school when you'd wake up and you'd be for field trips?
Oh, remember
absolutely. That feeling?
Sure.
Where you get those butterflies in your stomach because you didn't have to go to school and you were going on a field trip and it was going to be new and exciting. That's what happens to me when I start new gigs. So I think it's healthy to be excited about things. The nervousness, I think, goes away after a while. You know, you've been doing this a long time, too, so you know what it's like. Where you, if you're about to interview, like, one of your favorite stars or something, it's less nervous and more like a kid in a candy store.
Right, anticipation, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will have you know, Debbie, that I had the day off today, but I came into the studio just to talk to you.
What? You did not. That's awesome. Thank you for doing that.
Well, see, I just wanted to tell you, that's the God's honest truth. So I can't wait to see you on The Insider tonight.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
I love you for that. You're my favorite now.
And tell me about this Hallmark stuff, too, that you're doing.
Oh, what a great show. Okay, so I basically been at The Insider since 2010 as a special correspondent for their sweeps periods. So I keep going in and out of there. So I feel like it's, you know, it's a natural transition. I feel like I'm going back home. But in the meantime, while I've been doing The Insider during sweeps, I also have been doing a show called Home and Family on the Hallmark Channel, which is like a variety show. It's like a lifestyle show. It's DIY. It's interviews. It's a really, really fun show. And Mark Steinis, who used to be at Entertainment Tonight, is one of the co-hosts over there. There's like 10 of us on the show. It kind of reminds me of like a Good Morning America almost, but with more DIY and more lifestyle and not just straight interviews. And then with The Insider, I'm getting back to my roots. You know, I was at E! For so many years doing entertainment news over there and Fashion Police and all their red carpets. So it's kind of like I'm doing that all over again. So I'm getting the best of both worlds right now. And my schedule, yes, you're right, it's going to be hectic. You know, I'll have to be at CBS at The Insider at 7 a.m. every morning, which means I leave my house at 6:30, you know, at the latest. And then I'll go over to Home and Family after we wrap at The Insider, and then I'll do interviews for The Insider after Home and Family. So it's going to be imperative that I bring the baby with me to set, you know, so at least she can be in my dressing room so I can see her.
You'll be going through separation anxiety. Forget about her.
Mm-hmm. I know. All the mothers tell me, they're like, it's more about you at this time than it is the baby, because I'll be missing her so much. You know, she's just turned 8 months. So, I mean, I'll tell you what, I definitely can completely relate to all working mothers. And it's not just this business. It's any business. When you're a mom and you're away from your baby, it just rips your heart out.
And, you know, you can, I don't mean to use the baby as a prop, but as an entree to celebrity for interviews where you both bring your babies to the interview and you exchange mommy notes, you know?
Oh, for sure. You know, that's a whole other thing. Since having the baby, there's a whole different layer to what I feel like I can share and what I feel like I can contribute to my interviews. Because, you know, a lot of interviews you do, you want to be able to relate to the person, because then the person will, you know, obviously relate to you and it'll be a better interview. And I feel like after becoming a mother, things just kind of fell into place for me.
No, I totally agree. I'm a father three times over, and now I'm a granddad three times over, and I spent all day yesterday with the grandkids, and my daughter's expecting a fourth in October.
Oh, my goodness.
So
congratulations.
Yeah, so I can just tell you, it just doesn't get any better than that, and it just keeps getting better. So,
I mean, it's the best thing in the world. It really is. And three babies, my goodness, your wife is a saint.
Well, my daughter's
it is so hard.
My daughter's going to have four under the age of 2.5.
Oh, what? Did she have twins?
Yeah, she had twins, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is a full-time job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I tell you, though, there's nothing like it. I say this all the time when I'm talking to performers or entertainers that are moms or dads or whatever. People that don't go through this really have no clue, because I remember being, you know, married and didn't have kids for a few years. But then when you have kids, it just totally changes your whole world. It's amazing.
It changes everything. And yes, you're exactly right. People say, oh, having kids changes everything.
But you really don't understand or grasp it until you actually have a child. And then you go, oh, this is what they mean.
Right.
It changes everything. And you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. I think about now when I thought I didn't have time before. Now I really don't have time. And I think, God, I had so much time on my hands before. What was I doing with it?
You should have been having more babies. No, I'm just kidding.
I should have been having more babies. Let me tell you something. Had I known I would love it so much, I would have started having babies years ago.
Well, listen, all the best to you and your new endeavors. And the best one of all is being mom. So happy Mother's Day
yes.
for next year already, because I missed this year.
Thank you.
Debbie, all the best to
you. You're such a sweetie. Thank you so much.
We'll be watching for you on The Insider and on the Hallmark Channel for the Home and Family Show. And all the best to you and your little one.
Thank you so much. It was so nice speaking with you.
With Debbie Matenopoulos of The Insider, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Jamie and Gladys are sisters who were both serving life sentences in jail for armed robbery until the governor of Mississippi suspended their sentences if a very specific condition was met. What was that condition? Now, here's a hint. It will save the state $200,000 a year in medical costs. The Final Verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Everybody loves heroes and everybody loves dogs. Put them together and you get the slightly cheesy but fetching Max the Meat.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
The governor's condition was that Gladys donate a kidney to her sister. Jamie's 3-times-a-week dialysis was costing Mississippi $200,000 a year. After 16 years in jail, even the victims of the robbery supported the conditional suspended sentence. And that's the final verdict.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to put more romance in your life? Well, it's as simple as a good read. Here's the developmental science of it.
You're very weird.
Weird as in sexy?
No, just weird.
Romance novels are big business, and there are those devoted fans out there who live and breathe for the newest tome to be delivered to market. But here is a major factoid. People who read romance novels are 2.8 times more intimate with their partners than those who do not read romance novels. Maybe they put you in the mood. Maybe they're treatises on technique, or maybe these romance novels satisfy vicariously a yearning that you seek.
Now, we're sexy!
What's the cheap psychological trick? It doesn't matter if you're male or female. If you want more intimacy in your life, purchase a romance novel and read it together. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.